The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now we're about to get into festival season. Forbidden Fruit happening this weekend. You've got Electric Picnic all together now. Longitude on the horizon. And then Night and Day, which we actually only talked about on this show relatively recently, happening in Roscommon towards the end of June as well. I know lots of people looking forward to that. All much beloved by patrons. But how important are these festivals? And more importantly, how important are they for the artists themselves? Niall or Nine with me in studio. How important, Niall or Nine, are the next couple of months for those artists?
These days, artists, musical artists, make their most of their money of the year in the summer at festivals, because that's where the money is. That's where their main source of income now. Like, obviously, it used to be recorded music, and the recorded music industry is completely decimated unless you're a massive artist. There's two tiers almost now. There's like brand new and emerging artists, and then there's the big mega superstars who are making money. So there's a lot of people in between who have to rely on festivals and gigs and live shows. But festivals are where the money is at. It's where the volume of people are at. It's where people can command bigger fees and actually make money for the rest of their year. So it's super, super important for our Irish artists, especially now at the moment, to be at those festivals and be seen and visible and to make new fans, of course.
And for who? I mean, for that category who are in the middle and aren't really catered for? Or for the up-and-coming artists, or for both?
For both, really.
Oh, right, okay.
I mean, I think those, I mean, really there's three tiers. I mean, but we're specifically, there's such a big gap between the first emerging artists and then the big Billie Eilishes of the world or whatever. So, I mean, it is tough. Like, you're seeing the likes of Lancome, for example, do really well here and being able to sell out big venues around Europe and stuff. But, like, you can't, obviously, as an Irish artist, play a big, massive venue more than once a year, really, because it's hard to sustain that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you kind of have to rely on festivals.
We're not at the residency in Las Vegas stage yet in the point.
No, it's not. They're not Adele, thankfully. But no, it is a case where you're like, okay, well, they can do one big gig a year if they're lucky, and then fatigue sets in. So that's where a lot of those acts have to be like, okay, we can put ourselves into different festivals where different audiences are going to be, different age profiles, all that kind of stuff. So everything works that way. So you're seeing it now. You're seeing, like, usually, like 10, 15 years ago, a band would have played on the festival circuit, disappeared for 2 years. That doesn't happen anymore. They're back the next year,
yeah,
like the year after that, because they have to be. That's where they make the money.
And do the festivals make money? Is it a lucrative business to be in?
Again, I think it's very similar to that model. It's like the smaller festivals are hard graft, and they're probably not making that much money. And most festivals don't make much money in the first 10 years.
Wow.
So really, you have to, like, get to a point where you're managing the books, things are tight, but then you see the Electric Picnics of the world, like, sell out straight away before our lineup is even announced. So, I mean, I think for a lot of festivals, certainly the smaller festivals, they would love to be in that position where they're selling those tickets in advance because of the reputation of the festival or a Glastonbury or something like that. It's so tough. It is a tough market at the moment because of the cost of living and everything else that's going on with Brexit. Like, it makes ticket sales very difficult. People have less income to put around the festivals. Like, the idea of going to a festival, like, I've been to Primavera in Barcelona, for example, like, 4 times now over the years. And that's a holiday destination, you know, it's a festival holiday destination.
Well, we spoke to people on the show yesterday who had gone to Lisbon to see Taylor Swift. Because they lived in Galway, and they were like, it's actually cheaper for me to fly from Shannon down to Lisbon than it is for me to go to Dublin.
Well, I mean, the other point about, like, what happening specifically in Ireland is, you know, the cost of insurance has been touted as one of the reasons why it's so high. But also, it's a much smaller market than Europe. So, you know, the cost
the economies of scale thing and everything.
If you're bringing, like, we're a lot of the transport system has to go through Britain, so therefore there's the Brexit rules have to be applied and all that kind of stuff, so it makes things more difficult, and it means that's why Irish gigs can often be more expensive.
And how damaging is it for the industry that there isn't that kind of, that middle tier isn't catered for anymore, really? You know, that you kind of, up and coming, you're emerging, you're doing the hard graft, that's all fine, everybody expects to go through it, I guess. And then you've got your megastars and the people in between are finding it harder maybe to make money.
Yeah, say like one of those, like Lancome is a good example, like they're, or Damien Dempsey, like Damien Dempsey playing Night and Day, for example. So he has to go out and kind of do the tours to make a living. But he's like a very revered Irish artist.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have to, But that's just the nature of the game these days. Like, you don't make money from CDs. You don't make money from streaming. Like, Spotify does not pay. So, and everyone knows that now, I think. But like, yeah, it's very difficult. It's like that exposure idea, you know?
Yeah.
Like, music is exposure almost. And then the gigs and the merch and everything else are where you actually make your money. Merch is a huge thing. Like, absolutely.
It's flipped on its head, like, hasn't it? As opposed to kind of just, you mean, the gig is maybe a bit of exposure and then you're making your money selling the other stuff.
You're paying for association like, a live experience obviously can't be replicated yet, thankfully. So, you know, people still love it. And, but it is a tough market. We've seen a number of festivals now disappear in the last couple of years. But I think there is a cyclical nature of all these festivals.
Yeah.
Like, most festivals have to cater for a much younger audience. So right now we're seeing, say, District X, which is a dance festival happening in Kildare and in Palmerstown House. And that is doing really well and selling out in a day, like 20,000 tickets. But other festivals are in a different position where maybe they might be similar to Electric Picnic in terms of they're trying to catch all. Sometimes it's better just to try and get a specific audience in and maybe build smaller. Like, Body and Soul took a break this year, and Wild Roots had to cancel recently. So it's a tough market. It really is at the moment. And I think a lot of it comes down to the extra income that people feel like they can spend on festivals. Why would you go to a music festival when you could go on a holiday?
Can you kind of spot emerging trends in the industry from what's happening at the festivals?
I mean, dance music right now is absolutely massive. And the other thing that's happening at the moment, and I mean, it's a lot of talk about it because of the early clubbings and stuff like that. Like, there's all these early club nights that are happening because not just people who are over 30 are going, oh, I don't want to stay up till 3 a.m. anymore, even though we're also vying for lay licenses at the same time.
Yeah.
But younger people are the same. They're like, well, I want to have my weekend mornings back and all that kind of stuff. So there is a trend of early clubs, and festivals really are part of that, I think. Because like, a festival, it's one of the rare occasions where you go out really early, you have a lovely time, you can have a dance at 5 p.m. to a DJ, you know, that kind of way.
Yes.
So it's not like we're waiting until 3 a.m. before, you know,
Really get going.
Yeah, exactly. So you can kind of do that. And I think there's definitely a change of behaviour.
Yeah.
Which has affected that as well.
So what is on your, you probably have the calendar absolutely chock full for the summer, but what festivals have the circle around them, the big red marker circle around them? I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, well,
what would you go to if you didn't have to go for work? That's what I'm asking.
Well, my personal favourite is a little one called Another Love Story, which is about 2,000 people, and that's in Westmead, and that's just in Cloyne Manor. It's a beautiful little festival, very considered. All of the things that are, I mean, it appeals to me and my music taste as well. So that's one thing to say.
Yeah.
Like, I played at Night and Day last year in Roscommon, and I'm going back this year because, well, I was invited, but also because it's a lovely little festival, like family friendly one.
Yes.
But also a bit from everyone. Lovely setting, nice setup for camper vans and stuff like that as well. So just, these things matter. I think, like, long gone are the days where you'd go to a festival and there was nowhere to sit down. Like, comforts or something.
Yeah, you'd be kind of looking at envy at the one person who brought an inflatable pink armchair.
Eventually,
you'd steal it.
Seats for all the festivals these days, I think. But like, all of those things, I mean, all those things have been built up over the years now where the audience expects some level of comfort, you know. So,
well, listen, like we said, Forbidden Fruit this weekend, kicking off festival season, and plenty to choose from around the country. 909, pleasure. Thanks a mil.
Thanks, Kieran.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.